Okay, let's start today's daf. Chulin, daf Samach Gimel. Scheduling note, I'm traveling the next couple of days. After today, we'll be up from the last cycle. Over the next 2 weeks or so, I'll be in and out, various different trips. So, but today we'll be up, and then B'ezras Hashem, we'll have to continue in the, probably the next parak. Let's pick up with Samach Gimel, but Aleph, towards the top, let's start with the second line. Amar of Yehuda, we continue talking about identifications of kosher and non-kosher birds. And remember, we had the idea of Misora in Rashi on yesterday's daf. The Rambam mentions it. The Gemara is going to mention it today on Amud Beis. Of Tar Nechal B'Misores, right? That's going to come up on the end of today's daf. But that is definitely something that plays a role halacha l'maisa. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Shakitna. The bird called shakitna. There are two types of shakitnas. Arichi shake visum kesharia. The one that has long legs and is red. So that's mutter. Vesimaneich murzama. How do you know? What's the simon murzama? Murzama was a kosher bird in those days that was muchsak to be kosher and had long legs and had a red guf. So that's a shakitna, the long-legged red. Shakitna was also like the murzama. Gutse visumki asiri, the short-legged red one. That's aser visimaneich nanus. Puzzle, and how do you know what? How do you remember that? Now this is puzzle. When we talk about a Maseches Bechoros, the movement of Kohanim, a midget Kohen is going to be a mum for Bal Mum Lagabe Avoda Bemikdash, and therefore that's how you remember. The short red one here is not kosher. Arichi Shake Viyaruke, but if it has long legs and has a Yarok color, so again green, yellow. Asiri Vesimanech, you remember that is Yerukim Sulim, right? Like the Mishnah we had earlier in the parak that spoke about if there was a bird that was singed that was inside Nichmru Bnei Me'eha, it fell into fire and it had its innards Huchmar. So then it depends. A Yarok is Pasul, Adam is Kasher. We said it depends what the originals were. It just if it was Nishtane, then it's a problem. We had a Machlokas Rishonim. On that Mishnah back on Daf Nun Vav, does it also apply to behemoths or not? Same rules, or is a behema different? Either way, this is the simon to remember this type of shakitna. Rav Yehuda Shalach. Now, some of the birds that are mentioned in the Torah itself. Shalach. Ze hashola dagim min hayam. A shalach is one that retrieves fish from the sea. According to many, this is a cormorant. A cormorant is a bird that dives all the way from up high and shoots all the way down into the water and goes all the way deep down and is able to catch fish and goes back up. And that's why Dafka, that's why Chazal call it a shalach. It's from shola dagim min hayam. An amazing, amazing, bird. Duchifas. Shehodo kafus, duchifas, which some say is the hupo, hodo, why hodo kafus? Hodo is its a crest of beautiful feathers on top is connected to it. It carries its feathers with beauty, on it. Rashi says, karbalto ave, vidoma kivisha kfulo latocha rosh, and it is a bird that has its feathers connected. Tani nami hachi, Ebraisa also, duchi fas, shodo kafus, vizeo shevi shamir lebeis hamigdash. And this is exactly the same bird that helped bring the shamir to the beis hamigdash. Rashi quotes the nagar tura, which is also called the tarnagola bra, the wild chicken, right? So that is the same bird that helped bring the shamir. If you remember that story from Maseches Gittin on Daf Samaches, where Shlomo HaMelech uses the powers of Ashmedai and the other powers involved in order to get the shamir. He needed it. He brought him. He locked it up. Whole story there, how he was able to trap him. And finally, he traps and he convinces and he plays a trick on the Tarnagola Bra, or the Tarnagola Bra, the wild cock, as it's called. It was the only one that knew where the shamir was. So what they do, they made glass. They made a see-through glass around the nest where the eggs were, and the Tarnagola Bra needed to break the glass. And therefore, it went to bring the shamir. He put the shamir on it. They stole the shamir, and that was the way that Shlomo HaMelech was able to secure the shamir for the Beis HaMikdash. Because as we know, you weren't allowed to use hewn stones that were cut with metal, but cut with the shamir would be okay. V'zeo she'avi shamir lebeis ha-migdash. Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan ki havi chazi shalach, when he used to see the shalach, Amar, Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. Rabbi Yochanan used to see this bird that would swoop down all the way into the water and get the fish from all the way down and go back up. Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. Your mishpat is so deep, right? Nobody's safe. Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. Right, Rashi. Rashi says, Shezimanta Shalach Lishpot, Velasos Nikmascha. and this fish, this bird is doing your judgment. Bidagas hayam lahamis hamizumanam lamus. Right, those that it was this moment to happen. So you Kodesh Baruch Hu created this bird. Right, what does the fish think, so to speak, all the way down in the water? What's going to happen to me? I'm fine. I'm safe. And all of a sudden, the bird swoops all the way down and gets the fish. Mishpatechatom rab. Kodesh Baruch Hu's judgment. There's no getting out of it. If it's the time, it's the time. Mishpatechatom rab. Remind us a little bit maybe of the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that Shlomo HaMelech was once walking and he saw the Malach HaMaves, right, the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. He sees the Malach HaMaves. The Malach HaMaves looks a little sad, and he asks the Malach HaMaves, the Chazi Malach HaMaves Avi Ka'atziv, Amalei Ameyatzivus, why are you so sad? Ask Shlomo HaMelech to the Malach HaMaves. He says, the Kabo Aminoi, Hani Tarti, you see those two people over there? I need to take them, and I can't figure out a way to take them. Shlomo says, really, you're going to take them? Oi, I got to hurry. Masul Seirim, Shlomo HaMelech gave him to the Shadim, Shadun al-Mukhuz to Luz, to send him to Luz, because nobody died in Luz. Everybody told the truth in Luz. He sent them all the way to Luz. And he muddled al-Mukhuz to Luz, and right when they get to Luz, Shchivu, they died right there. And Lamachar, the next day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMaves, Tavi Kabadach, he was happy. Armalei Amai Kabadach, why are you so happy? He says, because that's exactly where I needed them. I could only take them when they were right outside of the city of Luz. And now, thank you very much, you helped me out. And the Gemara ends off as it started there. Ragloi debar inish. Shlomo HaMelech declared, the legs of a person, inun arvin bay, la'asa demisbe tamon movilin yase. Right, our legs are our guarantors, so to speak. Wherever we're needed, we go. Meaning, you can't get out of destiny. Can't get out of destiny. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said when he said to Shalach, mishpatecha tohom rabba, even if the fish are all the way deep in the sea, there's no getting away from Hashem's judgment. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said when he saw Kavichazi Namala, when he saw ants. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan didn't just walk around and see animals and not to think anything of it. Right, as the Gemara is going to say later on, what we learned from animals. But Kavichazi Namala, right? That's the Gemara that we alluded to on previously. The Gemara later on that says that we can learn a tznius from this animal, and we can learn always being busy from this animal. Right, many of the animals we're going to see later on teach us that, among other things. Good. Sorry, let's go back. Right, the first part of that pasuk at Tehillim. Your tzedek is huge, like the mountains. So what does that mean? Rashi quotes a couple of pshatim. Maybe even the ants have what they need. Even the ant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the largest animals to the smallest animals, and even the little ant has what it needs. Or the other pshat Rashi quotes is that an ant has mizonos, has its parnasa without any torah. Right, the ant has it easy, the shalach has it hard. Okay, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said when he saw these animals. Amar Amemar, Lakani Ubatani Sharyan. These types of birds are kosher. Shakani Ubatani. These other words, the other birds, it depends. Makam shenagu lechol ochlin. In the place where the minhag was to eat them, you can eat them. Makam shenagu lechol and ein ochlin. And when the minhag was not to eat them, you can't eat them. That's the Gemara. Atam minhag atalia milsad on the sien. Is it tali on minhag? Is it a kosher bird? Is it not a kosher bird? Right? What exactly is meant by, well, it depends on the minhag. This is not brought up in that perek of Maseches Psachim of makam shenagu. So what does this mean here? Makam shenagu lechol or she'ein lechol. So the Gemara answers, and then we'll get to the Rishonim. In yes, v'lo kasha ha ba'asra d'shchichi paris v'aznia ha ba'asra d'shchichi paris v'aznia. In the place where the paris and the aznia, these birds with one simen that are non-kosher birds, in that place they didn't eat it. And in the place where it wasn't, they weren't shchiach, they would eat it. Why? What's the issue of eating it in the place with paris v'aznia? Machlokos Rashi Tosus. Rashi says, Dishchichi sherainum shehochzugu sham paris v'aznia. We've seen that paris and aznia are there. Asiri. Why? Dahani nami b'chad simen asu. These also have one simen. V'shema miminam heim. Maybe they are from the family. Maybe they're in the Paris and the Aznia family. Paris v'Aznia sharu. But in the place of Rez Aznia are not shchiach, it's mutter. They're not around. That is what Rashi says. Tosfos says, I don't understand. If it's shchiach in the place and we're worried that it is in the category of a paras and an uznia, that even in a place where it's not so common, but if this might be a not kosher animal, I don't understand. What do you mean? We're choshesh. So that's tosfos. Vikasha. Top tosfos. Diem kein b'chol duchto litzeru. If we're really choshesh, that is part, is one of the types of these animals. It's the paras and the uznia, that of course you have to ask for it. That's not totally a minog. Tosfos says no. It's the issue of a gzeira. For sure, this is not the paras and the uznia. But if it's similar to a paras and an uznia, then we might be gozer by a paras and an uznia, by these other animals. Up to you might get confused. Elanir lafarish devade la miminayuhem. It's not from, it's not their type, it's not Aser. Ela ba'asra d'shchichi chayshinon, mishum d'damu l'peres v'aznia. It's parallel and similar to them. U'michlef ha'ben, you might get confused with them. Avazah d'shchichi lekel l'meichash l'midi v'sharu. If it's in a place where they're not shchiach, the peres in the aznia, there's no reason to be gozer, because it's not going to get confused. You never have the peres in the aznia. So the issue is one of the rabbanan. Rashi, the Achronim, tried to struggle to figure out exactly Rashi Pshat, but this is the Paras and the Aznia. But there is another important discussion on this question of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, is it really Tully on Minhag? So that started off with the Rashba. And it's not only the Rashba, but it's also the Rash. The Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis, in Shar, Torah, in the third Shar, says the Rashba, Bayashlishi Shah Rishon Venira Shesomchin al Osan Mekomos Shepasha Heteran Bahem. What happens, asked the Rashba, if, as we know, birds are based on Mesorah? What if there's a Mesorah in one place and not in another place? Mesorah in one place and they eat there, and Mesorah in another place and they don't eat there. So what's the halacha? Shesomchin al Osan Mekomos Shepasha Heteran Bahem. We rely on those who have the Mesorah. Shekivan Shehem Ochlin Osam Bivadai Kiblu Misores Me'avosayan. It must be they were Makabel this Misores Shehemutarin Ve'en Mivian Rayam and Amakomo Sheinochlonosan. So you don't bring a Raya from those places that don't eat, because that just means they didn't have. They don't have a Misores not to eat. They just don't have a Misores to eat. Sheminias Achilasan Einar Raya Al Isuran, says the Rashba. Ela Shalo Kiblu Koshes Ekibel Vazelo Kibel La'elu Sheish Misores Lame'avosayan Shomin. Ela im kain ro oso dores, unless you see it dores kemaisa de tarnagol de igma de chazua de dores of asrua, unless you see it something a simin of a treif v'nira sheish ksazraya, and then there's a ksazraya. What does he say? B'masha amru amra meimar ar gemara lukni v'vutni shirian shaktano yubutni machashogol lechal ochlin machashogol lechal ein ochlin. And the Gemara asks, is it tali on minhag? What should the Gemara have answered? Says the Rashba, yeah, it's tali on minhag. This place had a misorah tita, this place didn't. The Gemara didn't say that. Vim Isa, and if it's true that you would go by wherever the minag is, in Achinami, to Mamakam Shanagu Lechol Ochlin, to Memer Amrina, Shekach Misores Biyadam. Mamakam Shanagu Shalol Lechol, Ein Ochlin, Acher Shein Misores Biyadam. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Ela Shaman Mihai must be, said the Rashba Lechora, the Kimet Shanagu, Mamakam Echad Lechol, Mutter Lechol Adam, via Fila Lemi Shanagu Shalol Lechol, must be it's Mutter totally. That's the Raya. Then he backtracks a little bit. Maybe he's just bothered by the language. Nahagu. Just said Asur and Mutter. Not Nahagu. So he says it, but then he backtracks. So he's not maybe as fully convinced. If you look in the Rashba, the Rash right here in Simon Samach. He starts off by saying the Yireh, what he thinks, and he says this is that point without backtracking. And he even goes one step further. He says, if you go to a place, or even, it's talking about a different case, but it's the related Yesod. If a person goes from a Medina to a Medina, and he goes from a place which didn't have a Mesorah to a place that has a Mesorah, or vice versa, says the Rashba, it says the Rush, he is always able to eat. Yachalu la'ochlo bosa Medina, kishehu sham afilu daito lachzor. If you go to a place that there is a Mesorah to eat the bird, so then you can eat the bird, if you have in mind to go back soon. V'yein kan mishum chumri makam shiyatza misham. You don't have that principle. Shari masha'in ochlen oso b'medina oso, eno b'shvil shein hein omrim sha'asur, ela b'shvil chisaron kabbalah, shelo kiblu bo, heter me'avoseyim, v'gam iser lo horu lahem ba. And it's not that there was an Isser there. If you look on the Divrei Chamudos here, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he says also the Hefech. Im yatzim imakam sheyesh lahem misores, v'halach lamakam she'ein lahem misores, mutter lo'achlo. You're still allowed to be meiko from where you came from. V'ein zeh bechlal chumri makam she'halach l'sham. The opposite. You don't say you have to take up on the chumris for the place where you are. Ki einog in both chumra elamani she'ein lahem misores. So in both directions. So this is a discussion. Again, the rush is not tentative at all. The rush, but is somewhat tentative. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Bodeis. Shulchan Aruch in Simin Pei Beis, which is the Simin about kosher birds, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishu Mimakam Shenogin Isser Ba'of, Echad, Mipnei She'ein Lahem Mesoris. If you are in a place where they are no Agisser, because they don't have a Mesor, B'halach L'makam She'eshbo Mesoris, Yachalach L'makam She'alach L'sham, V'yafilu Daito Lachzor, he quotes that Rosh along with the Rabbeinu Yerucham. But the next halacha, im shar makomos she'ein lahem misores yachal achlo smach lachem she'esh lahem misores. That's one step further. The Rosh says if you come from a place or you go to a place which has a misorah to eat. What about the Rashba's case? If there is a place in the world that has a Mesorah. So could I eat it? I'm not there and I'm not from there. So that's two deis. Yesh misha oser, v'yesh misha matir, v'yesh lachosh l'devri ha-oser. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is not happy in the Beis Yosef's formulation. He doesn't think there's a machlokes at all. He thinks they're talking about different things. Right? The Dasa Machaber says the Shach, Sharash Becholik al Rosh. Ulfian has the idea in machlokes b'neim. The Rosh is talking about cases, Mako Amos Shaloki, Blue Bo Heter. Avamiko Mako, Monogo Bo Isser. He doesn't get his machlokas here. But either way, this is why, let's say somebody is Ashkenazi and they've never eaten a grasshopper before. And there's a mesorah in certain Sephardic circles to eat, so there's a question. I'm not saying that they're not paskening here, but that's the question that the Shulchan Aruch is based on, whether there's a mesorah in one place, would that affect other places? Anyway, but that's one of the Gemaras that talk about it and relate to it, is the one that we just saw. Okay, continuing. Amar Abaya, Kuki v'kakui asiri, kakuasa sharya. Again, different birds. But Ma'arava, Malkui lave. Right, in Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they get malchus for somebody who ate the kukuasa. The kari la tachvasa, they called it a different name, but that was considered not kosher. Tan Rabbanan, tin shames. So tin shames is a fascinating discussion because there are two mentions of tin shames in Parsha Shmini. We have tin shames mentioned in Perak Yud Aleph Pasig Yud Ches in the list of non-kosher birds. The list of non-kosher birds, the pasuk says, it's Eila Teshaksu Min Ha'Of, Lo Yachlu Sheketzeim, Nesher, Paris, Uzniya, V'chulu, on the list, Pasuk Yudches, Tin Shemes, Ka'as, and Racham. If you look a little later, where we have V'zelachem HaTamei, Basheretz, Ashoretz, Al Ha'aretz, we have the what's known as the Shmonis Ratzim. Who's on the list of the Shmonis Ratzim? Cholet Achbar Tzav, Anaka Koach Lita'a, Chomet, Tin Shemes. So there's two tinshameses, one on the list of sheretz hashoretz ala aretz, and one on the list of sheketz ha'of lo yachlu sheketzim, right? The ones that are not kosher birds. So that's what the Gemara is about to talk about. Again, pasuk yud ches and pasuk lamed in perek yud aleph. Tan rabbanan tinshames ba'us sheva ofos. The tinshames is the ba'us. Rashi says maybe it's a bat or an owl, some type of ba'us sheva ofos. Ata omer ba'us sheva ofos. Oweinu ala ba'us sheva shratzim. Is it a ba'os of the birds or a ba'os of the shratzim? Amar, say olaman, mi yudgimo mido, shatern and reshes behen. Use one of the yudgimo midos, daver, halome mein yano. Look at the context. Ba'mei akazim adaber ba'ofos. Look at the context. The first pasuk we're talking about, pasuk yirches. Afkan ofos. So you know, the tichames is the ba'os of ofos. Tani nami hachi. The brisa also has a similar shratzim. Gabe Shratzim, Kiya Gavna. Tin Shames, Bo'os Sheba Shratzim. It's the Bo'os of a Sheretz. Maybe a type of mole. At Omer Bo'os Sheba Shratzim, O Eno Elo Bo'os Sheba Ofos. Which is it? Amar Tzeel, Amar Miyugimu Midos, Shatarded Reshes Behen. Well, use the context. Dobra La Mei Mianyano. Bamea Kazim Adaber, Bishratzim. Afkan, Bishratzim. So, the two mentions of Tin Shames, right? One is, within Ofos, and one is within Shratzim. Good. That's Mido, Shadon, and Resh's Ban, right? We use that all the time, right? Lo Signov in the Aseret HaDibros is not stealing money, right? Tavar Lameme and Yano, the context is Nefashos, right? Lo Sarog, Lo Tirtzach, and Lo Tinof, right? That's the context. That's what we see. It's about Gonev Nefashos. Amar Abaya. Bo Sheba Ofos, more identifications. The Bo Sheba Ofos, which we said before was the Tichames. Kipuf, it's the Kipuf. Bo Sheba Shratzim, Kurpadai. Amar Av Yehuda, Kaas Zehakuk. Racha, that's one of the birds mentioned, the non-kosher birds. Racham, zeh shirakrak. What's shirakrak? So different pshatim given. Is shirakrak the name? Is that the sound that it makes? Amar Reb Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shmo Racham? Why? If it's Shirak Rach, why is it called the Racham? Kivin Sheba Racham, Barachamim La'olam. Whenever you see it, it means that Rachamim is coming. What's Rachamim? Rashi says Mata Rain. This is a simon of rain, right? They migrate before the rainy season, simon of rain. The Maharsh, and let's do a little more, and then we'll see the Mefarshim. Amar Abibi Barabayev, Hudi Yosef, Amidi, Va'avit Shirak Rach. When is it a simon of rain? If it stands on the floor, it sits on something. Yosef Amidi, Rashi, Al Shum Davar, and it does Shirak Rach. Right, when Rashi says, "Kazu mitzafzef nishma kaomer shirakrak." Right, when it chirps, it sounds like it's making that sound. It's onomatopoeia. Shirak, 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 shirak. That's what it sounds like, and that's why it's called shirakrak. When it does that, it sits on something and makes that sound. That means it's going to rain. The Gemirian, we have a misora. Interesting that only on that second part is misora. The other one maybe is just what we see. Right, we see it sits on something. It's shirak, shirak. And then it rains. Gemir, but we also have a misora, because we've never seen this, the Yasiv Ara. If it sits on the floor, not on something else, Visharik, and it will start shrieking, Asa Mashiach, that's a sign that Mashiach is going to come. Shneamar Eshrik Alohem V'akapseim, as it says in Zecharia. As it says in Zecharia. Stop there for a moment. The Maharsha here has a Dover Nifla. The Maharsha says, so this bird, the Racham, Rachamim, is going to go on the floor when, and that's going to be a simon for Mashiach. Up till then, it's going to be a simon for rain. Says the Maharsha here. Again, classic, whenever we have Adata, we look in the Maharsha, we look in the Yaakov, we look in the Ben Yoyada, we look in the Maharal. The four on all Masechtas. There are others, Ein Aya, we have Rav Kook on Brachas and Shabbos, but those four are really on all the Masechtas of Shas. Says the Maharsha, the Cain rose at Kamet Pa'amim, Benisayon. The Chachamim saw this by experience. Kishe Yoshev Amidi Vavit Shirakra Kach Ba Achar Kach Matar. Aval Avaser HaGeula Vada Ein Zeh B'Teva Ela B'Neis. That's not Teva. That's Neis. That's going to be a miracle. Umishamachi Kamar Ugemiri. That's why the line says Gemiri. The Yosef Ara, the Yeshlem Kabbalah Al Kach. Velo Benisayon. But he says, V'yish baze remez bikra, says the Maharsha, there's a hint, echsiv, manavu al haharim raglei mivaser, how beautiful on the mountains, raglei mivaser, the legs of the announcer, klomar, who's the raglei mivaser, this bird, the racham, raglei mivaser, hu of hazeh ha-mivaser, al ha-matar, kishe'eni yoshev al-ares, but if it's not on the, when it's not on the ground, then it's rain, but if it was on the mountains, al ha-harim, manavu, a beautiful uobikshi, raglei mivaser, al-harim, dainu kshe'omir ha-ara, da'az, mashmiya yeshua, the pasuk continues, mashmiya yeshua, kol tzofayach nasnu kol, kol tzofayach hu of zeh shemitzafzef, nasnu kol yachtav yiraneinu, and that is the remez in the pasuk for the ragli mavaser is this bird. The Ben Yoyada here has a couple of remazim that the racham is related to Mashiach, says the Ben Yoyada, v'gambavar besora al hagula nami nikra racham, ka racham is dechsiv bey, is the letters osios chamor. And Mashiach is ani, described as ani v'rochev ala chamor. V'racham behipuch asan chamor im taniach olam lamala. Right, chamor in the pasuk has the vav, but if you take out the vav, then it's the letters of chamor. V'o nikra racham bavur agula shetia b'schus kiyem ramach mitzvahs shasa hachasadim. Right, the reish mem ches 248. The 248 mitzvahs, Mashiach is going to come b'schutam. Gam tiyeh b'schus ha-Torah, shikviz yayin, chamar, in Aramaic is wine, and it's going to become through Torah, which is wine, v'chulu, and many others. What about, and why dafka ha-ara? Lir Moshe ha-gula tiyeh b'schus ha-anava, shikolu gasi ha-ruach, v'ha-anav choshev atzmo ka-afar ladush, v'nafshi ka-afar la-kol tiyeh. The Ben Yoyada says, anava will bring the gula. These are just some remazim relating to this idea. It's Chashuk Echemed, in a classic Chashuk Echemed way, has the following case. There was someone, Reuven was Mazmin for the Sudas Bar Mitzvah, he's making a Bar Mitzvah for a son in a big Ulam, and it was on Sukkot. And he made a T'nai with the owner, that if it rains, the Baal Ha'ulam should be Do'eg for the Gagon, for something to put over the Sukkah, so the food won't get ruined, and the guests won't have to go inside from the Sukkah. It's such a pain. So, you know, they're going to eat here. If it rains, then put out the thing, and nothing will get ruined, and they'll be able to stay here. So it was a very hot day. Lo yom chav lo yanira sheyered geshem. There was no rain that was visible. Lo mrocha sheyruot ha-meteorogli, right? The meteorologist said that there might be a chash, there might be some tiftuf. And lo maisa basof, rain, it rained, and the food was ruined, and the people had to go inside, out of the sukkah. The socher is modeh, shemitzan mezag avir, the renter said, mitzan mezag avir shayboso yom, he didn't think that it was gonna rain. So maybe it was like an ones, but he said he was gonna be mevater, mitzan that. But, he said on that day, I saw a racham in the sky. I saw a racham in the sky. And it says, what's racham? Kibishab racham ba racham im la'olam. It's going to rain. So the bala olam. If you would have seen the racham, you should have seen the racham, and therefore you should have known it's going to rain. And because you didn't, so then the food's going to get spoiled, and I want my money back. Says Rav, says the Chashuke Chemed, says of Zilberstein, Geshem, fine, the whole year is rachamim. What about Geshem on Sukkos? Geshem on Sukkos is simen klawa, as we know the Gemara says in Sukkah on Daf Chav Ches. The Rishonim discuss is that the whole Sukkos is a simen klawa, or rach on the first day. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayah says only on the first day is a simen klawa. But others say, the Ritva says, no, the whole Sukkos is simen klawa. And the Ritva says, even according to Rabbeinu Ephraim and the others who say only on the first night, that, but it's not a simen bracha on the other days. So suggests Rav Zilberstein, umayata nira, shamnam kol yemos hashana kishrom racham, that's a simen lo racham imumater. But if you see a racham on Sukkis, ein zeh marlok shamim, who says that means rain? Because on Sukkis it's not kishme bracha, it's not racham imumemela, in a racham, simen lo shamim. Uveprat, the Gemara says the following, that sometimes there are racham birds that don't tell the truth, we'll see that in a second. Bez Hashem, imkein ulai yuchala bal sasukha lomar, chashafti, I thought this wasn't telling the truth, lamaisa. Then a couple of reasons why leheter. A couple of reasons why leheter. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, after we see the last skinny line, after we see that this bird is a simon of Mashiach, Amalei Rav Ada Bar Simi, Lamar Bar Rav, Idoi, V'ha'ahudi Yasiv Bekarba, V'sharak V'asa, I saw a bird that was Yasiv Bekarba, was sitting in the plowed field, on the floor, V'sharak, and it did it, V'asa Galal Atzke L'mochi, and there was a rock can, and it smashed its skull in, meaning there's no Mashiach, and nothing, and it was killed. Armaleahu Baidahave. That was a liar, Racham, Rashi says. Badoi v'shakran. Badoi, that's exactly why it was killed. Interesting, the Mefarshim have a bird that was lying. What exactly does that mean? Right, the Maharal here in his Chiddush HaGadol talks a little bit about it. But either way, one has to do more research on that. Tana Rabbanan. Back to identities of the birds. Orev ze orev. It says Orev, so that's Orev. Es kol Orev, lahavi Orev ha'amki. It's including the Orev of the depths. Orev of the depths. Lemino, lahavi Orev haba barash yonim. It's included to the Orev, which we think now means that always like goes and flies ahead of the yonim. Ahead of the doves. Amar, let's talk about each line in this braisa. Amar, Orev, ze Orev. Ato kaman koi, what does that mean? Orev, that means Orev. Obviously it means Orev. What do you mean, ze Orev? It's like the something's here and you're pointing to it. Ze Orev. What does that mean? We know. Whenever it says ze in the Torah, in Chazal always means pointing to. Achodesh ze lachem, Hashem pointed to the moon, by the menorah. Whenever it says ze, but ainu ze sorer more. So that the parents have to point. So what does it mean? Ato kaman koi, is it here? So what exactly does that line of the braisa mean? Ela ema orev ze orev uchma. Orev, it means that's the black orev, and most ravens are, or all ravens are black. V'cheinu omer kvutzosav tal talim shecharos ka'orev. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim, it's black like an orev, because orev is black. Ha'amki chivra. But the deep ones, it's included, that has white spots on it. V'cheinu omer umareu amok min ha'or. By tzara, sometimes if you have a lighter color on a darker background, the light seems like it's farther off and it's deeper. So that's why it's called the orev, the of the omek, right, the depths, because it has these white spots. Kamara chama ha'amuka min atzel. V'orev habab rashi yonim. Amar apapalotema to'asi b'rish yoni. It doesn't mean that it flies with any doves. El de dummy resh l'diona. It just means its head looks like a yona, right? Haba birasha yonim. It's like the rasha yonim. There's a discussion in the mafarshim on arachayim. Right, the Shulchan Aruch has, as we know, the halacha of looking at the Torah by hagba. The idea of putting up a finger and pointing. So that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch though discusses that one should see it. The Shulchan Aruch says here in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'am Ha'omdim Limino V'Lismolo V'Lomar Zos HaTorah. Right, which way you're supposed to turn? What does it mean to the right, to the left? Do you turn to the right, to the left? Do you show the people the first on the right and the left? Discussion. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and the Ber Hetiv says, She'ein Lomar V'Zos HaTorah Rak Neged Aksav Shel Torah. right? Only when you see the ksav, if you see the back of the magbia, if he never made it around, then you don't say it. The Ber Hetiv says only when you see it, that's when you say it. So the Marsham brings a raya to the Ber Hetiv from our sukya, because the Gemara asks, Orev Zeh, what did you see it? So what does that show? That Zos and Zeh is always when you see it. When you see it, when you see the back, Zos of the Rosh Hashanah Moshe, that's talking about Ksav, right? It's when it's close to you. So maybe that means, unless you say that even the back of it is Zos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe. Either way, the Marsham in the Tshuva brings this Gemara as a riot to that Ber Hetiv. Good. We continue. Tan Rabbanan Hanetz, Zeh Hanetz. Liminehu lahavi as barchivra, that includes that animal. Mar barchirya. My barchirya, Amar Abaya, Shurinka. Amar Av Yehuda, hachasida, the stork. Zudaya lavana. Baloma nikwishma chasida, shosa chasidus imchavroseha. It does chasidus with its colleagues, with its friends, right? Many of the Bali Musar say, what does that mean? Why is it non-kosher? If it's such a great bird, it does chasidus with its friends. No, it does chasidus only with its friends, right? And not with other people who are not its friends. That's the problem, right? The Rama writes in Hilchas Shabbos that an oreach, a guest, is somebody who you don't normally have. An oreach is somebody who's a stranger, right? A very good family, a very close family that you have. It's great, it's wonderful, but it's not the full type and fulfillment of Achlasis Orchim in that way. Good. So a chasida is defined as that. Ho anafa zudaya ragzonis. That's the daya that gets others angry. That's why it's called that. It angers. Amrav Chanan, Barav Chizda, Amrav Chizda, Amrav Chanan, Bereid Rav, Amarav. Esrim va'arba ofos tameim heim. 24 non-kosher birds. 24 non-kosher birds. Again, mentioned, but I'll mention it again. What does that mean? Only these? No other birds in the world that are not kosher? Or these are dugma'ot? These we learned from. So that was Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi 2 daf ago. Rashi and Afsamach Aleph and Aleph. Rashi said there on the third skinny line, De'ein of tame ba'olam elachaf dalid ha'amurim kan. That's it. These 24, and that's it, says Rashi. Tosfos does not agree with that. Tosfos says, Vein zaraya dadoma hachi ka'amar. Lefichach man akasa b'tmeya mishum. Sha'al yidei chav dalet elu. Through studying these 24 and finding the similarities and patterns, v'simaneya nucha lahaker kala tamei sheba olam. These aren't the only 24. These 24 give us the guidelines. That's what Chazal figured out. They figured out the simanim, says Tosfos. So these 24, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, back on Daf Samach Aleph, but we mention it again. So these 24 are not kosher. Amalei, Rav Chanan, Bar Rav Chizda, Deheicha. Where are there 24? Look at the lists in the Torah. There aren't 24. E de Vayikra Esrim Havi. E de Mishnah Torah Esrim Vechan Havi. There's 20 mentioned in Shmini. There's 21 mentioned in Re'eh. So either way, you don't have 24. Vechitema Da'a. Tichsiva Bavayikra. Veloksiva Bemishnah Torah. And even if you want to say the Da'a, which appears in Vayikra and not in Dvarim, Shadi Alayu, add that to the more comprehensive list that has 21. But now altogether, Akadi Esrim Vetereyan Havin. So you have 22 altogether. You're still too short from Rav's statement that there are 24 non-kosher birds. Amalei, Hachi Amar Avua, Di'imach, Mishmei Derav. This is what your grandfather, your mother's father said in the name of Rav, Lemina, 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 Leminehu. Four extra words there in Vayikra, and Dvarim, Harekan, Arba. Thedeas on four, so 22 and four. You're up to 26. 1 second. Ihachi, Esther and Vishis Aviat. So now you're two over. Used to be under. Amar Abaya, Da'a, Vira'a, Achasi. The Da'a and the Ra really one. The Da'a and Vayikra and the Ra and Mishnah Torah and Dvarim, that's really looked at as one. And therefore, it is not a problem. The Isa, and that only gets us down to 25. The Gemara is going to ask that. The Isa Gadaidach Tartinim, because if there really are the two different birds, so then you have a question. Why? Michti, Mishnah Torah lo Sufi Uda'asa. Mishnah Torah Dvarim is to be Mosif on the rest of the Torah. So, Maishna Hacha de Sivda, Maishna Hacha de Sivra, Velok Sivda. Why did it say one here and one there? Mishnah Torah Dvarim is just to be Mosif. Elish Bamina, Minra, Vada, Achasi. It must be they're all one. Right? This line is a crucial line. Right? Michti, Mishnah Torah lo Sufi. Mishnah Torah is coming to be Mosif hu da'asa. Right? What is the tachlis of Sefer Dvarim? The Gemara here categorizes it as to be Mosif. The Ramban talks about this. The Ramban talks about this in the beginning of Dvarim. Right? In the Zakdama to Dvarim, the Ramban, there's a Shuvah of the Radvaz, the Abarbanel argues on the Ramban, but says the Ramban, we'll just read the Ramban and maybe one other Rishon. Hasefer Azeh, in Yanu Yadua Shu Mishnah Torah, Bo Yivar Ba Moshe Rabbeinu Lador Hanichnas Ba'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu explains to the Dor that's coming into Eretz Yisrael, Rov Mitzvos HaTorah Tzvichos Yisrael. V'lo Yaskir Bo Dover B'Torah Konim. Loba Maisa Karbanis, Loba Taras Akonim. He doesn't go through what we discussed in Vayikra again, because we've done that already. Avabi Yisrael, Yasir, Hamitzvos, and Okazman, Pamacharpam. But B'nai Yisrael, a lot of these are going to be repeated. Why? Number one, Lahosif Lahem Beer, to add a little bit. And number two, Ufamim, Shalo Yaskir, Osan, Raklahazir, Yisrael, Barovas Haras. Just to add again and again, that to emphasize. To add explanation, to emphasize, number three, says the Ramban, the Yod Yosef, Besefer Azeksas, Mitzvot Shlon Iskru Klal, and there are a number of mitzvot that were never mentioned before. Interesting, a number, right? The Radvaz writes, a number? There's a lot, right? There are 200 mitzvot in counted by the Sefer HaChinuch in Dvarim. Kigon, Yibum, Moti Shemra, Gerushim, Be'isha, Ve'edim Zomim, Vizulasan, Ve'kfar Nemru, Lukulam, Besinai, they were all said at Sinai, all but Oal Moed. B'shana Rishona, Kodem HaMeraglim. Ki Barba Smov Lo Neschat Shelo El Divrei Abris. The Ramban holds, really, these messages were given earlier. They just weren't written in the Torah. There was nothing new that came afterwards. Avalo Nechtevu HaMitzvos B'sram HaRishonim. Shidab HaYotim Mitzrayim. Yulai Lo Noaglobos HaMitzvos. Some mitzvos were not knowing, or they weren't Tadiros. Either way, that is the Shita of the Ramban. But again, this is a big discussion. Mm-hmm. There is a fascinating line, though, in Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Gittin. It's the first Tosfos in Gittin. Tosfos there is discussing how many lines are in a get. Tosfos says, "Umashenogim lichtov yudbeis shuros beget." Why do we have 12 lines in a get? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, "Shem to get begematria yudbeis." Okay, get is gematria 12, and we have 12 lines in a get. Which came first? V'ri shama b'shem Rav Haigon u'b'shem Rav Sadia mishum dechsiv sefer krisus kashir yudbeis shitin. Why? It says Sefer Krisus, right? The get is going to cut the relationship. And it's like the 12 lines, HaMafsikin Bein Arba'a Chumshe Sefer Torah. It's like the 12 lines that are between the Sefer Torah. So the lines that break between the Sram and the Sefer Torah, that's also what breaks the relationship. So between Bereishis and Shmos, there are 4 lines. Between Shmos and Vayikra, there are 4 lines. Between Vayikra and Bemidbar, there are 4 lines. So 12 altogether. So that symbolizes Hafsaka. Wait a minute, says Tosfos. You're still out. You still have, Bamidbar and Dvarim. So first, Kedomber of Avasra, Tzorch Leniach, Arba Shid, at least 4 lines between each Sefer. The Hafsak Shebein Vayadaber, Le Mishnah Torah, Lo Chashiv. She'eno Ela Chozer Vishonem Mashalamala. Wow. The lines between separation between Bamidbar and Dvarim, we don't count those. Because Dvarim is just a repeat. And we're learning what we did already. Sounds a little bit like that Ramban. But again, that talks about reflects the purpose of Sefer Dvarim, different than the others. So again, look at, there's a Tshuva of the Radvaz, the Hakdama of the Nitziv. All of these are important to look at to try to get the essence and the purpose of Dvarim. We discussed it in a Parsha Shir a number of years ago. So let's continue now. So says the Gemara, we got one down. The Dor and the Ra are the same. So now the Gemara says, so now there's 25. We're still one down. Rav says there are 24. Amar Abaya, Kishem Shara Vida Achasi, Kach Aya Vidaya Achasi. So those two are also one. These talk about the Tarti Inim, because if they're two, same issue. Michti, Mishnah, Tarlo, Sufi, Uda Asa. Torah is just to add. Maishna Hacha Dechsiv Lemina Aaya, Umaishna Hazan Dechsiv Lemina Adaya. Why? It sounds like something's different and new in Dvarim. So why would that be? So it must be Ayavadayan 1. That gets us to 24. If they're the same, so why do you have to mention both? Why do you have to mention two different names if they're the same animal? Rabbi Omer. Ekra ani aya. Daya lama namra. If I have aya, why do I have to say daya? Kadesh lo titein pishon pel about din lachlok. Because there could be somebody who lives in a place and there are dayas there, and they'll say, oh, only aya is not kosher, but dayas are kosher. Or the other, vice versa. So the Torah wants to make sure that you know it's the same bird, and whatever you call it, it's going to be not kosher. Labal din lachlok. Shlote ata kore aya v'hu kore daya. Ata kore daya v'hu kore aya. V'kach ne'ksav kasav mishnah Torah v'hara'a v'esha'aya v'hadaya l'mina. So it's all included, no confusion. Says the Gemara Meisve, 1 minute. La minishnu v'behemos. So what did we just say? Why did it repeat? It repeated in Dvarim because there are some animals that have two different names, and we want to cover so everybody realizes that they're both not kosher because it's the same animal. So says the Braisa, Lamanishtu Bibehema Bibesh Hashesua. Why is the whole Parshas Re'eh repeated regarding kashrus for behemos? Because of the Shesua that was not mentioned earlier. Remember, the Shesua was the double back, double spine. Uba Ofos Bibneha Ra'a. So one second. So we compare. So my love, shouldn't we say from the first line, mida behema da hasam lo sufe, from the fact that the first line of the price, so the shesua was added, that's a new animal. So maybe ofas nami lo sufe, so maybe the ra'ah is also a new animal. Lo, hasam lo sufe, hafa lefrushe. Maybe not, you don't have to say both lines of the price up. Are meant to be understood the same way. One is adding on a new animal, and one is adding on a new name of a previously mentioned animal. Upliga de Rabbi Yavo, but this statement of Rav that there are 24 altogether argues on what we're about to say. Rashi, Upliga hadrav chizda ad Rabbi Yavo. Right, this whole explanation that we just said argued Rabbi Yavo. Rashi, the kibbutz of Rabbi Yavo, ra hi aya, as we're about to see, two different animals that are identified together. See, we hold they're all one. This one less. So therefore, we will see. Not the ra and the a and the ra and the da and the ayah and the daya, but ra is the ayah. V'lama nekra shma ra'a shero ebi yoser. It has great vision. V'cheinu omer nativ lo yado ayit. The path that the ayah didn't know and that the ayah didn't see. So you see, an ayah has tremendous vision. And of course, that's where Rav Kook got the name of his Sefer Anagadata from. Ein ayah, Avrim Yitzchak HaKohen, but ein ayin, the eye of ayah. Tana, Omedes, but now another chazal relating to this amazing bird. Omedes b'bavel v'ro nevela b'eret Yisrael. It could stand in Bavel and see a nevela in Eretz Yisrael, very far away. That's its power. Amazing. Ask Rav Sarutskin. Ask some of the Bali Machshava. It has such amazing power. So why is it a not kosher bird? It has such amazing vision. So why is it not kosher? Says the Zayin LaTorah, so sharp, in Parshas Re'eh. What? L'rameiz al ha'anashim she'olim le'eret Yisrael rach mebnei shemei rachok groen sham asachim. I'm sorry, this is the, he doesn't say it here, he says it in, this is the one in Re'ei, but he has another one in Shmini. In Yud Aleph, Yud Dalin, and Shmini, he says, the Da'a and the Ra'a, right? Omedes b'bav v'ruan avela be'eret Yisrael. Kishron gadohu l'ros me'rachok. Yet, it's very, very amazing abilities. Very beautiful to see from afar. Avo mekivan shi mishameshes bo l'ros. But, if you see, nevela, uv'prap be'eret ha'kodesh, harehi nimnes ala ofos ha'temeyim. Remez la'anashim, what is being merameis? Being merameis to the people who stand in Chutz La'aretz and see everything bad in Eretz Yisrael. All the negatives. They stand outside and they, Omei Nevala, that's a non-kosher bird. Remez la'anashim, aroim nevela be'eretz Yisrael, k'shem atzmam omdim b'bavel, ve'en abavim la'sheves be'eretz Yisrael, la'azor, la'ela ha'mishtaldim, la'seis neshama la'amalel, ruach la'ochimba. You want to say something's wrong? You got to live here. Right, then you might have a right. Then you might have a right. You're still not allowed to because of the Meraglim. We can't be like Meraglim. But either way, the only one, way that one has a right to express any opinion, right, is if one is living here. That's again in Shmini, Yud Aleph, Yud Dalid, in the Aznayim, La Torah. Vayta, we continue. Mi dera'a hainu ayah, mechal deda laf hainu ra'a. If the Ra is the Ayah, then the Da is not the Ra, Michdi. But one second, as we said before, Mishta Torah lo sufi u da'asa, Maishta haka d'chsiv da'a, u Maishta hasam d'lo ksiv da'a, Ela laf shvami na da'a, v'ra v'aya achasi. They must all be one, the same animal. Because you don't want to say again that Dvarim is saying something new. Umi dera hainu Ayah, Michlal didaya lav hainu Ayah. Same question. Is it really adding something in Dvarim? Ela adaya. Ela shvamina da vira daya va'aya achasi. Must be four different names. But according to this then, Rabbi Yavo has one less animal, less than 24 at least, and then it's a problem. Tanya. Isi ben Yud Omer, Meya ofos tamean yesh b'mizrach, v'kula minayahin. There are 100 non-kosher birds in the east, and they're all types of ayahs. Tanya bimi b'reid Rabbi Yavo, zayin meyas mini dagim hein. There are 700 kinds of fish. V'ches meos mine chagavim. And there are 800 kinds of grasshoppers. L'ofos e'mispar. And the birds are infinite. Where it says, ofos chavtal havi. What do you mean? There's 24, as we mentioned. L'ofos taharim e'mispar. It's infinite, the kosher birds. L'may nafkimina that we have to know there are 700 and 800. Tosva says, if you're an expert in these 700, and then you find something else, then you could eat it. Tosva says, Kamash Malanch, Harotza Lechel Dag, below Kashkeshes. You want to eat it without scales? You don't know. Avabishin Bakim, Asilagadel, Lacharzman. Omishirin, you don't know if it will have or it had. But if you recognize Zayin Meos Mine Dagim, Tameim, you know the 700 non kosher fish. So then you'd be able to eat it. Okay, if we're somebody that bucky with that amount. Tanya. Rabbi Omer. Galu v'yadul afnei mishamar v'haya olam. Hashem knows. Shabehema tamei amruba minatorah. There are more non-kosher behemoths in the world than tahoros. L'fichach manakazav v'tahorah. That's why the Torah listed off the less. The tahorah listed off a few of them. Galu v'yadul afnei mishamar v'haya olam. Sh'ofos tahorah merubin al tamein. Kosher birds are more numerous. L'fichach manakazav v'tamein. And that's why the Torah says the tamein. My kamash malon. What's the chiddush? Kid Rav Huna Amarav, Amilam Rav Huna Amarav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, like we learned at the beginning of Psachim, La'olam Yishana Adam, L'talmido Derech Kitzara. One should always try to be Bishana to the Talmud and to teach the Talmud Lashon Kitzara, right? Less is always more, as is said. Kalamosif, Kalamosif Gorea. The Meiri writes in the beginning of Avos, he quotes a Deya, at least on, but doesn't, not the only day that he quotes. On Asus Yagla Torah, the Meiri says that whenever a Rav gives a shiur, he always has to know what to say, but always what not to say and how not to go extra long. Make a siyug for the Torah, and then it will be able to be heard. Fascinating, even in the days of the Meiri, 600 years ago. The Ben Yoyada discusses, why is it, Lamaisa, that Hashem create, there are more non-kosher birds in the world. So there are more kosher birds in the world, there are more non-kosher behemoths in the world. So the Ben Yoyada says that the symbol of, and the Maharal says this too, we've discussed this in the past, that the symbol of Ophos, Yisrael, is compared to Ophos. Yisrael is compared to Ophos. We could fly up to the sky, we could in a second, we could fly up, like we know, the Gemara tells us, he quotes in Maseches Kedushin, if somebody says, Ha'ariya Mekudesh Le'am Anash Ani Tzadik, Afilu Rasha Gomer Kol Yomav, Ha'ariya Mekudesh Hashem Mehir Tshuva Bilibo. Again, that's the by Yisrael. We're compared to birds. And when it comes to birds, he says there are more kosher birds. Because Yisraelim ad ruta kosher. When it comes to idolaters, when it comes to ovdei kochavim, so then there are more non-kosher, and they're compared to behemoths, because maybe they don't have that potential for ruchnius to go all the way up, which the Torah gives us. That's what he connects. He discusses it a little more here in the Ben Yehoyada. Good. Continuing, finishing up this section. Amar Yitzchak. Oftar ne'achal b'mesores. A kosher bird can be eaten with a mesora, as we saw in Rashi, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, and as is discussed at length already. Ne'aman atzai lomar ovzetar, maser li revi. A tzai, a trapper, is believed to say that my Rebbe taught me that this bird is kosher. My Rebbe taught me. I'm Rebbe Yochanan Busha Baki, Banu Bishmosein. As long as he's a Baki. By Rebbe Zeira, Rabbo Chacham, Rabbo Tzayin. What does it mean, my Rebbe? Does it mean my Rebbe in Torah or my Rebbe in animals? Tzayin. Tashma, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Vushabaki, Bohenu, Vushmosein. Well, it says he has to be an expert. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbo Tzayod, Shapir. If we're talking about a trapper and animals, then obviously he could be an expert. Eliyama, Rabbo Chacham. But a Talmud Chacham who's never been out in the wild before. Bishlomo, Shmaayu, Gomer Luhu. He learned their names. Eliinu, Miyad, Luhu. Does he know their insides? Elolav, Shmamina, Rabbo Tzayod, Shmamina. It must be Rabbo Tzayod. If you look in the Karnei Chagavim, in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer on grasshoppers, and he talks about Ne'emonus Hatzayod here in Simin Yud Aleph. He says he has 10 different questions on this. So I don't understand. What's the chiddush that Hatzayod is Ne'emon? We have halacha of Eidecha Ne'emav Yisurin. It's always. Right? And we're not talking about this Chazak Yisur, we're talking about something that you don't know. There's no Chazak Yisur. You don't know if this is kosher or not. Number two, you have to be a bucky. Since when do you have to be a bucky? Whenever Eidecha Ne'emav Yisurin, you have to be a bucky in a certain area. Be a bucky. You have to give testimony. And also, Hodabai Rabo Chacham, or Rabo Tzayod. When else do we have a case where a Rav is more garua, right? Is inferior. Lama yetzayin neman kamo b'chala Torah kula v'akavana lehefek dafket tzayin tamua d'lamatina b'shul makom d'chacham gara mehedyot v'lecha shein lomer nachon mishum shesomech ha'chachmazo m'shaker. So he has a number of questions. So he suggests maybe what he's talking about here is as follows. V'had neman atzayin lomer mairi b'milsa achrisi d'rabo atzayad. It's not that he has a mesora going back. D'rabo atzayad Makir hachoftal aminim atmeim. No, this tzaya, this hunter, is an expert in these simanim. Umizeh hichlid misvaraso. And therefore, he decides based on his own svara shezeh hamin haba ata lefaneinu, eino doma lechon meaminim atmeim, vein lachish boshu miminam, vizeh darish et sarach shikol adas. That's what the Gemara is talking about. To make that decision, you have to be a Tzayed Baki, and you have to know the names. The Chulon, maybe even a Chacham wouldn't be enough. Pshita, but if it's sure, if the Chacham is a Baki with the names also, then surely he'd be trusted no worse than the Tzayed either. Either way, this is a a question, but in general, we have Eid Echa Neman be Yisurin. Okay, this is just a number of points about Misora and about the Behemoth and the Behemoth Taurus. Again, we'll have to stop here. The next couple of Dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and with Hashem, we will continue in a couple of days, when we could get back to a regular schedule. But again, over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a little in and out, the new cycle and the old cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.